This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Democratic Representative Brittany Patterson says she's stunned that President Trump called off signing a housing reform package yesterday. The bill passed both chambers with overwhelming support this week. And Patterson notes Congress hasn't made housing investments like this in almost 30 years.
It does address streamlining and reducing costs, trying to create regulations that reduce barriers. And it also, one of the most important pieces, is making sure that private equity can't come and buy up our single-family homes.
Several Democrats have made pleas to the president to sign the bill, including Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper. President Trump says Congress must first pass an election bill that Democrats oppose. The state's quantum tech industry is getting a boost from two executive orders issued by President Trump. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Trump announced a national effort this week to produce a quantum computer capable of doing scientific calculations within 5 years. Colorado is among a handful of states with advanced quantum industries. The Denver-based CEO of Elevate Quantum, Jesse Olson, says it's critical for the federal government to be on board for emerging technologies.
I do think we need to start preparing for it today.
Elevate Quantum is building facilities in Colorado to develop quantum tech. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A plan to revitalize waterways in Colorado Springs moves forward this week with a feasibility study. Project leader Chris Lieber says it's a first step in a plan that could take decades.
We're excited to be able to say that we have a project that has been authorized for the feasibility study. That doesn't mean it comes with dollars yet, to be very clear, but I think we're on a strong path forward.
The study will assess environmental restoration along Monument and Fountain Creeks, opening the door to federal support. This is CPR News in KRCC.